Blog Talk Radio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your musical host, Henry Turner Jr.
You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Said you can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Been so long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Papa. See, I remember riding a squirrel on the stove. And I remember sitting right there picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and on this thing. I remember every time my knee hits the ground, take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire, the slop jar by the bed, and Mama asking me questions about what I've been doing. In summertime, Grandma in the garden raking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, I know what I know now. Well, I have traveled to the east. And I've traveled in the west. I have traveled to the north and the south. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know.
Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. To love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand. And if you don't, it's alright with me, baby, 'cause I gave it all I had. And yeah, maybe you think I don't love you, baby, but even that, the blind will see. Maybe you will understand, baby. And if you don't, it's alright with me. Oh, baby, baby, please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times.
Our donation drive has begun, and we're asking for your help. We're planning more radio broadcasts and television programming to bring the music of Hit City Records to the forefront, and so people all over the world can enjoy our music. Make your commitment today by sending a donation. Make checks and money orders payable to Hit City Records, P.O. Box 64895, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. Or go to paypal.com and pay at henryturner@juno.com. For all donations over $50, please email us with your address so we can send you your very own Hit City Records t-shirt. Thank you.
Hit City Records. Golden Dives.
I offered her Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Henry Turner Jr., your musical host right here on HCR Golden Vibes. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're an old listener like me and just been vibing hot all the time with HCR, welcome back to the show. Hey, we're going to reach out and say hello to a lot of our friends from New York, some of our friends from California. I want to say hello to all of our friends from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I want to say hello to our friends who are listening from Hamburg, Germany. Hey, we got lots of music coming for you, of course, right here on HCR Golden Vibes. But first, let's get on to this. Play some Brewster Moonface for you. I think this one here is about somebody who used to have a lover. Let's see what happened. Why I don't have him anymore. Chicago, they want to hear it again. Some blues fans, here you go. again, Bruce Moonface, and I used to have a lover. Welcome to the show. I'm Henry Turner, Jr., musical host. We've got members of Brewster Moonface on the phone lines, and we're getting ready to get them on the line, talk to them a little bit. We're going to bring in Janisa Nelson first. She's my co-host on this show. We've got in touch on her. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. Are you there? Hello, Janisa. Hello, Miss Janisa. Oh boy, where is Janisa? Guess she's not there. I tell you what, let's go to the phone lines and bring on Julie. Hey, Julie, welcome to the show. All right.
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. Thank you so much. We're glad you enjoyed it.
So who writes the great music? Who's the writer?
You got here?
You did? You're the writer?
Yeah, no, that was great to hear twice.
Awesome. So who's the writer? Who wrote the song?
Well, it's kind of a mixture. Jim and Sebastian Anthony, they do a lot of the music stuff. They're in charge of the lyrics of the song, but the one you just played is actually one our guitarist, Jim, wrote music and lyrics, too.
Oh, wait, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So we share the responsibilities, but sometimes someone comes in with kind of full idea, and then we all play around with it.
Well, let me grab Janisa Nelson, and I'm going to grab our publicist, Marsha Goff. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, Henry, I'm having technical difficulties over here. How are you?
I'm well. We've got Julie on the line and live on with us, and we just played some of their music. And they're going to be in the mix real soon. Right, Julie?
Well, I'm sorry, didn't you get touched?
I said you guys are going to be in a mix real soon down here on this end.
Yeah, we're going to be down there on next week. We're going to be down there Thursday night. You guys are going to be the first stop in our southern tour.
Awesome. So where are you guys hailing from?
What?
Where do you hail from?
We're coming from a New York City.
One more time.
We're coming from a New York City.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So what part of the city you guys? What part of the city you guys?
Me and Jim, we live in Queens. Our guitarist is our drummer is in Manhattan, and our bassist is in Brooklyn. So got almost all the boroughs covered.
Well, I've got Marsha Goff on by now with us. Hey, Marsha.
Hey, Henry. Hey, Julie. Just wanted to let
everybody... Martha.
Nice to talk to you on the phone. I've only been talking to Jim.
I know.
So just to let everybody know out there, Brewster Moonface is coming down to be one of our grand opening performers at the Belle of Baton Rouge on Thursday the 29th, and then they're also coming over to Dan Electro's Guitar Bar in Houston for October 31st and November 1st. So all you fans out there, get your tickets at ulpparty.com and come see them, because they're really good. Not to say that Henry's not, but it's something different, and it's from New York.
See how she curved that, Julie? Well, you know, I'm looking forward, because I've heard a couple of your tunes, I really like what you guys are doing, and it's a really great blues sound, you know. And, I was quite surprised at the sound that comes from the East Coast, you know. So somebody's kind of lived the blues.
As the bio says, she's a cross between Big Mama Thornton and Janis Joplin, and I think they got that one right, whoever gave us that quote.
Oh, wow, definitely flattered from that, then.
So what's your blues experience? What's your background in blues? How did you get to the blues?
My background, hold on, let me put on speaker.
Hello, how you doing, Henry?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad. This is Jim, the guitar player.
Oh, awesome. So how did you guys get exposed to this blues sound? I mean, because neither one of you sound like you're 30 years old.
I'm the guilty one on that one. I've been a professional musician for 20 years now. And I wanted to do a blues band forever. It never really worked out, but I was big-time influenced by Stevie Vaughan and Albert King, wanted to. I had a couple songs written, and then I met Julie and heard that voice and said I finally have someone who can sing them. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Well, I can see that. It's great.
I actually started musical theater, then went into having a rock band, and then this blues band formed, so I kind of jumped around the genres. But I'm definitely glad to hear your comparison to Janis, because I'm a huge Janis fan.
Yeah, I can definitely hear the rock style in there, too. I can hear the rock overtones.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome work. It's awesome work. So Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing
you. I've been listening to a lot of your stuff lately, Henry.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we're going to definitely keep playing your music on the show here. And
wonderful.
Going to get exposed to a lot of the cool bands and stuff, you know, on these shows. So hopefully it sparked a great Southern relationship for you guys. You know?
Definitely, man. And come on up to New York City anytime, too. We'd love to welcome it up here.
We'll take you up on stuff like that. Be careful.
Yeah, we got a spare room.
Yeah, we show up. We're the kind of guys who show up and show out.
Yeah,
like show up and show off and everything. Yeah. But I think everybody is looking forward to seeing you guys here. You know, so it should be a very pleasant experience. Would it be your first time in the South?
I played there years ago, but this will be this band's trip down this far.
Yeah, it'll be my first time,
And I'm not sure I've ever played Baton Rouge, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Where did you play in the South before?
I mean, I went all over. When I was touring, I toured with actually a reggae outfit, the All-Stars, Scratch Perry had directed.
Scratch Perry?
I played with him in the late 90s. When he was doing his All-Star tour, playing with a band.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I was in reggae in the 90s as well.
Yeah?
I had a tour band, Henry Turner Jr. and Flavor, and we toured with the annual Bob Marley Festival tour. And the annual Bob Marley Festival tour did 22 U.S. stops, and New York was not real big on the list. We didn't do New York, but
New York is interesting.
Yeah, we went over to Virginia though. We played Virginia and played Langley Speedway. That was really interesting. Had a big East Coast contingency for reggae. So I know where you're coming from, bro.
Exactly.
Lee Scratch Perry though, man, that was a wild experience. He's his music is out there.
Yeah, it was really wild, man. The Rastafarian culture, everything like that. And it was
I was only
about 19 at the time. And so it was an excitement. But I know we played New Orleans, I know we played Dallas, I know we played Austin, and then up through kind of that trek
in the 90s, Perry would have played like House of Blues. It's probably where y'all
I do remember that. There was House of Blues in New Orleans, and then I actually think we played one of the casinos down there.
Right.
And you know the road. It all kind of blends together after a while. So.
Of course. Yeah, House of Blues was the big reggae headquarters at that time in the 90s. Maria Sangria was the promoter, and she promoted all the reggae music. And we played there quite a bit, too, and it was interesting.
I'm
time.
Sure we crossed
interesting
paths
time
if you were with the Marley Festival.
Yeah. Now remember, the annual Bob Marley Festival tour was not with the Marleys. The Marleys would come in periodically. I think I've only encountered them twice on that tour. But Sadella Booker and Rita Marley sanctioned the annual Bob Marley Festival tour, and it was a tribute tour to Bob. And basically what they did is they got a couple hundred American reggae bands together, and then they got bands from all over the diaspora and they kind of mixed it in and out for each city. And it was a two-day event with 10 bands per stage per day in two stages. So you had roughly 20 bands a day. And now some of the people that worked on that tour actually work on our Ultimate Louisiana Party tour as well.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's kind of all crossed up. That tour is kind of defunct after about 6 years. And they're doing their first reunion the second week of November in San Antonio. Well, it's the second reunion in 10 years. And I'm playing that show. So
that's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wish I could make
a lot of good stuff. Yeah. Well, hey, man, I hope you guys are encouraged and just keep doing what you're doing. And we're going to definitely open arms and do whatever we can on this end. So, you know, please keep it up. We're going to go ahead and hit that song one more time.
Thank you so much, guys. We
no
definitely
problem.
Look forward to meeting
that on
you
the
guys
way out.
And jamming along with you.
So remember this. The show is archived, so you can share with your friends and stuff. Just take the link and forward it. And
wonderful.
You know, people will be able to check out your interview and all that good stuff. So let's do this. Let's go back to Brewster one more time. That would be Brewster Moonface right here on HCR Golden Vibes. I'm Henry Turner, Jr., musical host, along with my co-host, Janessa Nelson. Sarah by the J.
Oh, yeah. I'm digging them. I'll be glad when they get there, and certainly going to be exciting time for us.
Hey, I see our good friend Tammy Cole is out there. Let me go grab Tammy Cole and bring her to the line. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm sleepy. How are you all?
Hi, Tammy Cole.
I'm on Eastern time.
Yeah,
I love the music. That was good.
Yeah, a piece of Moonface. It's serious music, man. Nice stuff. Looking forward to that, all of that. Anyway, wherever you are out there, welcome to the show. And I want to let you know that we did not ignore your text. We like the song. Modern medication.
Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication. Once I had to be in pain. Once I had to be in pain. Once I had to be in pain.
Okay, all right, we got your text about the ULPparty.com. And yeah, we did give you the wrong web address. It's ULParty.com. ULParty.com. That's where you can go find out more. ULParty.com. Oh, sorry about that.
Medi-Cal is away from me. Medi-Cal is away from me. Medi-Cal is away from me. Your modern medication. Modern medication did not work for me. Modern medication.